and ask some interest in your prayer, at least your interest.
Yes.
Yes.
I want to turn to Psalms, the 17th chapter. Some of the things maybe that we will speak on this afternoon, some of them were maybe touched upon in the Sunday school this morning. But we want the Lord to bless us here and desire His blessings upon us. Amen. The Lord, our God, is going to have a tried people.
Yes.
We are going to be tried.
Yes.
Let's turn here to Psalms, the 17th chapter, the 3rd verse. Psalm 17 and 3. Thou hast proved mine heart, thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Thou hast proved my heart. The Lord wants to prove us. He wants to see what our metal is, see what we're made of, and we want the when the Lord's trial is brought our way, when it comes our way, we want something to come out of us that indicates that we are something of value, something that God has His hand upon and has His blessings upon in our lives. And we realize that we are going to be a tried people.
Yes.
When we get saved, we want to live for the Lord. And when you get saved, you know the object is not just for you to just go out of here and go on to heaven. Now, that's not just all there is to this life. But God wants to bring some things out of you, and He wants some things to be manifested through you and through your life. So the Lord has proved, He says here, the Lord has proved mine heart. In other words, God is able to look down in the depths of your heart and my heart and find out what's there and then bring it out and expose it so that it'll be known, at least before Him, what is in our heart. You know, God knows all things. He knows all about what's going on inside of us, and He knows what He's trying to do with each one of us. Sometimes we look at ourselves and we question the path, the course of our life, and we wonder where it's all going and what does it all mean and all of that. But you know, God knows what He's trying to do with us. And sometimes we would like to know, it seems, that, Lord, if I could just know what You're wanting to do with me and what You're trying to accomplish in my life, then it seemed like my mind could be somewhat at ease. At least I would know the direction God is taking me. But we don't know what direction God is going to take us. We have no idea where we're going in the course of our life. But here we are, seem like just kind of drifting and going right on through. But God has a plan, and God is working with each one of us and in our lives. If we have given our heart to the Lord, you know, God is wanting to be magnified in our life. And there are some things that He has to do with us to get us through. And it says, and thou hast visited me in the night. You pray for me?
Yes.
God says, thou hast proved me. Thou hast proved my heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. You know, at the very time that we need someone to visit us, God is there to come on the scene and visit us and talk to our hearts. You know, that's the time, see, Mike, when we need someone to comfort us, maybe because of the thoughts of the day. And it seems like the older we get, things just seem to bear on your mind at nighttime. And sometimes things can be discussed and just come to your mind at night. And it's hard for you to just throw it off, it seems like. Like when we were young, it just things we could deal with in our minds. But then go on to sleep and just out of it and totally forget about it all night long. But it seems like as we're older, as things are still coming to our minds. We know the Lord wants to deal with us in the nighttime. He wants to come and visit us. And He wants to make something out of us and direct our thoughts in the way that we should be directed. You know, in the nighttime, when we look back upon the course of the day, we can look back and see different circumstances that we were involved in, things that have arisen during the day, problems that we've tried to deal with, and the Lord can talk to our hearts about those things, and He can advise us, counsel us, and direct us, and help us to see how we ought to be going on in the future concerning some of these very things. And so it says here, Thou hast tried me, visited me in the night, Thou hast proved my heart. And then He says, Thou hast tried me, and shall find nothing. You know, that's a wonderful thing that David is saying here, to know that God has looked down upon him in his heart, and God has visited him, and that here it is, he's able to say, and has found nothing. You know, we want to be of that group of people, that innocency can be found in us, in all the things that we're involved in this life, the problems, the difficulties, the things that seem like don't work out so smoothly in our lives, but yet there can be an innocent heart in us, yet there can be something in us that is a it is not ourselves that's showing any kind of a guilty thing inside of us, but we can know that we're innocent before God, and we thank God for that. But we are going to be a tried people. The Lord is going to allow things to come our way to try us. Let's turn over here to Psalms 66 chapter, and we're going to read here a little bit as we go on down here. He says, let's start at the 10th verse. It says, For Thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidst affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. So we went through fire and through water, but Thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. You know, God wants to do something special with each one of us. It's not just some kind of an obstacle course that you and I are going through here in this time world. It's not just something to show that that you can endure when others cannot endure. But God is allowing these things to come your way in this lifetime. God is able to have His hand on everyone's life like that. It seems like He is able to use the very simple things of life, those things that every man has to go through and has to endure. Well, God can use all of those things to make something out of us, to try us, and to prove us. We can look back in our minds and we can think how that God has used things, simple things, very much. Let's say like raising our children and just going through our lives and taking care of business like that, raising children. You know, God is able to manifest Himself to us. He's able to try us right in the midst of that, in all of those things. And not just the raising of children, but there are no doubt many other things in your life and my life that God will use to try us, to prove us, and to see where we're going to stand. You know, God wants to have a tried people. You know, if you're going to rely on somebody, you rely on someone that has been proven, someone that has been tried. They have been through the fire. They have been through a trying circumstance in their life, and it has been proven that they are able to stay true to God. It has been proven that they're able to maintain their integrity like it was with Job. Job was tried. It seemed like just a testimony from God was not enough. But God allowed the enemy of Job's soul to come and bring things to him that he might be tried and that he might be proven. And God will do that with each one of us today. If these things will come our way, you know, it's one thing to have a testimony, but there's that testimony is going to be tried. And God is going to find out what you're made of. He's going to find out what's inside of you. And by the way, many times some others will be able to find out likewise. So may the Lord bless us and encourage our hearts to realize that we are going to be tried. We accept the trial. We accept the challenge of that and know that God is going to do something special with us. Each one of us in particular, it doesn't have to be maybe someone with a great name and a great background. Maybe as being well known or of great ability and understanding or knowledge and so forth. But God can take you and I, the ordinary ones of the earth, through the ordinary things that we go through in this life, as we yield our hearts to Him, as we want to please Him with our lives, He can take us and make something special out of us. And it'll be through those trials. So let's not push back from the trials. Let's not spend a lot of time trying to avoid the trial and trying to worry about what I can do to stop the trial. But let's realize that God is working in the midst of the trial, and He wants to do something with each one of us. For Thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. You know, how is silver tried? How is it tried? Silver, gold, and other precious metals, they are tried by heat, by fire, you might say. And they are tried when the temperature is raised and raised and raised until the point where you bring it to a melting point. You know, many times God deals with us like that. He will bring us to a melting point, a point where it begins to be manifested what we are made of. He brings us down to a place where we are softened, where we become pliable in His hands. You know, God can turn up the heat on you and I. If we're saved, we're sanctified, maybe want to live for the Lord and want Him to be pleased with our life, He'll turn up the heat on us. The heat is turned up, and there it is. There we are in the midst of it. The heat being turned up, and then we begin to be melted on down, and then begin to be put in God's hand, and He can mold us and do something different with us. For He's being tried. He's wanting to get us into a place where there's a little bit less of ourselves on hand. Well, the heat, the temperature, that will do that. You know, when the temperature is brought under the different elements of metal and so forth, you bring that temperature up, and as you bring it up, then you can begin to separate things out that are impure. Those things will float to the top of a heavy metal like gold or even like silver. You can put the temperature on it, and then up comes the dross, up comes all the different oxides and so forth, impurities, those things that would be something other than 100% of the silver. And so we see here that God is going to try us just like silver is tried. Here the temperature is going to be brought up under us. We're going to be put in circumstances that make us sweat. We're going to be put in circumstances where we don't know what to do. And then we'll be maybe perplexed and somewhat maybe confused even, so to speak, that the Lord has allowed some things to come our way, to bring us on down, so we're broken down, no longer hard and stiff, not quite so sure of ourselves and set in our ways, because He wants to make a change in you and I. And I'm saying that the change that God wants to work, it's something that's going to be in your heart and in my heart. He'll get right down in there and soften you up and soften you up and soften you up. There may have been times maybe when you were not as merciful and not as considerate of somebody in their trial or in their test, and you look upon them with a harsh manner of judgment. But may God help, when the fire is turned up on you, out comes some of that, and then you'll find that next time around, you won't have to be quite so harsh on the other fellow, but you'll be able to go to him and to comfort that one, and to offer him encouragement, and to let him know that, listen, I'm praying for you, brother. I want you to know that I love you and I'm concerned that you might be successful in the midst of this trial, in the midst of this thing that you're going through. You know, I thank God He has a way of purging us. You know, I believe that sometimes we can have people, I'll say, can have things that are somewhat harsh and judgmental toward the other fellow over there. And when they find themselves in the same thing, walking in that same place, in those same shoes, as it were, you might find that they don't do a whole lot better. But may God help us. When the Lord lets you get in there and you're praying and you're a troubled in spirit and asking God to give you grace and strength to go through, you know, it'll melt you down to the extent that you'll be able to join in with another man's burden next time, instead of standing off and pointing the finger at what seems to be his shortcoming. May the Lord help. myself, but you know, we're all wanting to get on into heaven one of these days. Well, the Lord is going to let us be tried, and I mean tried like silver is tried. Then going on down, it says here, thou broughtest us into the net, and thou laidst affliction upon our loins, and thou hast called men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. God, it seems here, has a hand in bringing us into a net, a trap. We're ensnared in the midst of something that's difficult. You know, the things that we encounter in life, you know, sometimes there are things that we would like to get out of. You know, you ever want to be in something like that? You just wish somehow, some way, that you could just graduate and get on to something else. But it seems like God tells you, held right there, and there's no way of escape. You know, that is something that the Lord can use to work on your mind and bring you down to a place where you're more able to see God's will, God's way, and how He's dealing with you. You know, I think, you know, sometimes we get to have this feeling that I'm going along pretty good, and I don't have a whole lot of troubles and difficulties and trials and so forth, and I've had great success maybe in my life here, and I don't really think of any real difficulties yet, but I want you to know, just hang on, because some things are going to come your way. Don't worry about it. Let God have His way. You don't have to be praying, Lord, give me some trials that I may be proven to be firm before You. No, don't pray about that. Just let the Lord deal with you. Just yield yourself to God. He's going to bring something your way when you can handle it. And He knows how to help you along. He says here, thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidst affliction upon our loins. You know, here it says affliction upon our loin. That loin, that down here somewhere, that muscle down in a man's leg and his back parts and so forth, that you might think of as the temporal loins. And when you have an afflicted in your loin, you become lame and so forth. Well, I want to expand that. And I believe that I will not do any injustice to the Scriptures here. It says here, thou layest affliction upon our loins. God has a way of afflicting us in all kinds of way in our life. It does not have to be physical, but it can be affliction of mind. It can be affliction in different circumstances and things that affect your spirit, things that will affect your emotions. You can be afflicted in a lot of different ways. In another place, I believe, it says something about God. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. You know, we are going to be afflicted, and in these afflictions, that's another way in which the Lord tries us. That's another way in which He deals with us. Affliction, you may have a physical affliction on your body, but it really begins to get to you when it wears down on your mind and seems like you run into a place where you can't hardly pray adequately. You run into a place where you're perplexed and you're asking, Lord, Lord, why is this? Why do I find myself in this circumstance? But you know, God is letting something come down to you. He could deliver you instantly, but it's not His will. It's not His choice to do that, because He wants to use that affliction. He wants to use that state of mind that you're in to break you down and to put you in a place where He can really deal with you in your heart. The Lord has a way of delivering us and bringing us through all the different afflictions that come our way in this life. It says here, thou broughtest us into the net, thou laidst affliction. God allows these things to come our way. God allows things to come our way, and then He wants us to be brought to a certain a state of humility and consideration, a certain state where we're broken down in our minds, where we're not so proud, not so strong, not so self-confident, not so lifted up, and not so sure that we can make it through. But you know, you have to be brought to that place where you realize that God and God alone is the only one that can bring you through here. near. You know, we are going to be brought to that state. It's not a comfortable state. It's a state where a lot of people will avoid. They don't want to go there if at all possible. But you know, I believe that God wants to have a tried people, and sometimes He has to bring you down to that state where you realize, Lord, if you don't bring me through this, I won't come through. I do not have the strength. I don't have the wisdom. I don't have the knowledge. I don't have the grace. I don't have what it takes to maintain and go through here. But Lord, you know, sometimes I feel we have to be like Job. Lord, you know the way that I take. You know, I believe a saint of God, that God has a way of bringing you through if you just don't give up. If the devil can get you to give up, see, then he's got you. But have a mind that I'm just going to hang on. I saw a little poster one time. Had a cat, you know, and it looked like he was underwater or something. He was holding on. Just hang on. Sometimes you may find yourself in a place where it seems like the water's getting real deep. You know, you get in a situation sometimes when you can't have, you don't have your feet on the bottom. I used to see children in a swimming pool, and they thought, oh, I can swim. And they're doing their hands, their arms, like this, and they're just bouncing along on the bottom. It seemed like, you know, well, if you look at the top side, you figure, well, he can swim. But he's got one foot bouncing along on the bottom. But you know, the Lord will let us get to a point where you hit a hole, and you got to swim, brother.
Yes.
It's too deep. You have to swim. You have to get out there and realize it's God that's going to take you through. That has caused men to ride over our heads. Caused men to ride. The Lord allowed it. God directed them. You know, can you believe that? Can you accept it? That God allowed your fellow man to overlook you, to maybe not consider you in the way that you thought you should be considered. But it may be God allowed them.
Yes.
Allowed those things to happen. You know, so many times things come our way and we have a tendency to look toward the means through which the trial is coming. You know, we ought to look to God in the midst of the trial and realize that God has allowed this thing to happen. God did. So I shouldn't look at just the means of whereby this thing is coming my way. But I want to see God in it. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads, brought us through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. The Lord brought us into a wealthy place. In Zechariah 13, the ninth verse, it says, "And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them." In the midst of your troubles and in the midst of your trial, the heated fiery furnace. You know, we got that song we sing? "Hard in the fiery furnace, Father, let me stand." Something like that says. Just let me stand there. Is that what your prayer is? But when that song is being sung, do we really mean that? You know, do we really mean it? Let me just stand right there. Let me stand in the place where things are difficult. Let me stand in a place where things are not going my way. Let me stand in a place where it seems like I'm in a very much distress, where I'm afflicted maybe in my mind, or afflicted in my body, or both. Let me stand there. Father, when I am encountering difficult things in my life, problems that I would like to have worked out, things that I would, you might say, even feel I need to have worked out, Father, let me stay there. Precious gold refining, purge the dross away. Let the Lord just bring you to the point where you're melted down.
Yes.
I have seen aluminum melted down. You know? Where you can just put it in a crucible and the heat is turned up, and after a while those blocks just melt down, and that stuff changes to a different state. Instead of a solid state, it changes to a molten, a liquid state. It changes to a state where you can pour it into a mold and make something else out of it. That under any kind of a normal circumstance, you can use it for something other than what you started out with, just alone. And God wants to do that with each one of us. He wants to raise us in the midst of the furnace, in the midst of that crucible. He wants to bring the temperature right up there to that point before destruction comes. And then He wants to be able to pour it into something else. Make another vessel. I do not believe that God can really have His way in our lives without bringing us through some hard and difficult things.
Yes, that's true.
It seems like some people get saved and they get saved in the midst of affliction and troubles. But to others, it seems like when they get saved, it seems they go a good period of time before they start to run into things. God knows how to shelter. God has control of your life.
Yes.
And He knows how to shelter you. He knows how to protect you. He knows how to make things not happen to you.
That's right.
You don't have to worry about having appendicitis, you know. Great trial of faith right at the beginning of your life if God doesn't know you can take it. Don't even worry about it. Sometimes the devil can make people get all concerned and worried about this circumstance and that thing arising in their life, and they get busy trying to cross the bridges before they get to them. And the devil can get you all worried and worked up and about things. But you know, God has got His hand on you. God has His hand on your life, and He has got a special plan for you. And if you want Him to have His way, have His plan come to fulfillment, you just yield yourself into His hands and let Him turn up the heat at the right time. And He'll turn it up and He'll make something special. Something special out of you. First Peter 4 and 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. When His glory is revealed. His glory. This is not something that you get along with your Bible and you just read and study and just, you know, it's just like you take a class in school and read and study and learn the Word of God like that. But God wants a tried people. He wants a people that know how to put it in action. That practical experience, there is no substitute for that. Read the Word of God, get to know the Word of God, spend your time in prayer, getting close to the Lord, and spend your time consecrating and before God and bringing yourself to a point where you're willing to go through whatever God wants you to go through. And then after you know all the Word of God, so to speak, then you let Him go to work with you. You ever have the Lord bring you through something, bring you into something, and after He brings you into it, then your eyes open. And your mind goes back to the Scripture you've been reading. He brings you back to that, and He lets you know, this is it.
Yes.
But it's in that trial. It's in that difficult circumstance. It's in that time of opposition, maybe, that the light really goes on.
Yes.
It's in that time that you are proven that you can go through. Proven. Thinking in the military life, you know, one of the things they do in training, it seems like they want to extend young men physically to a point that is beyond what they think they can endure. They want to extend them to the point where they don't see how they can do it. But yet, they begin to realize, I can do it. I can physically do some things that before I didn't think that I could do. You know, the Lord allows things to come our way like that. He allows us to be tried to help us to realize that He can bring us through spiritual battles, spiritual difficulties. He can get us through those things when if we looked at the circumstance, stood back and looked at it, we would shake our heads and say, no, there is no way I can go through it. But God can bring you through. He knows how to try you and not destroy you. You can raise the temperature of metals to a point where it's just, I believe the next state, now you can correct me if you like, but matter has at least three states, solid, liquid, and gas. Theoretically, you can raise that metal to a state where it's gas. It just goes away. Millions of degrees, it can be ruined. Yes. But the Lord won't let that happen to you and I. He knows how to temper it. You know, He knows what you can take. Now, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. It's not strange. It's normal. It's to be expected. When you have been coming along spiritually and staying saved and being victorious in the battles, the Lord wants you to get stronger and stronger and stronger. He wants you to come to a point where you can know for sure that He can carry you in places that you can't figure it out.
That's true. Yeah.
And so, therefore, you come to a point where you can help someone else along the way.
Yes.
As we run into others in our Christian experience, we will be able to encourage them. Listen, brother, sister, I've been in a circumstance. And after a while, you've been in so many different circumstances, you can maybe run two or three or four right off to them real quick. The Lord can bring you through. Don't think it strange concerning this fiery trial, but rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Just think of that. Think of it. Be able to visualize that all this that you are going through and that you will be going through in your life, that you are just beginning to partake of some of the things that Christ left for you to partake of. You think that Christ had grace. You think that He had glory. You think He had a strength and all of those wonderful things. You think that He had a real contact with the Father. Well, let God do with you. Let Him bring you through some things. Some hard things. Let Him take you right up to that point where you have to say, Lord, I can't do it.
Yes, amen.
I'm about ready to fail.
That's right.
Did David come to that point once?
Yes.
Did I look around?
Yes.
Looked at the wicked? It seemed like my feet are well nigh slipped. But then he said he looked somewhere else. I forget that.
Went into the
sanctuary.
Yes.
Yes. See, looking around and you think, looking at the prosperity of the wicked and the trials and how you're so poor and can't hardly make ends meet, and you look around and see the others prospering in their way, and you just get discouraged. You direct all that toward God and begin to feel that somehow you're being shortchanged. But no, let the Lord deal with you. Turn your mind toward God. Realize that God has a way. of bringing you through these things. Now I can see, can we see that we are beginning to partake of some of Christ's sufferings? Can we see that? Begin to see that when grace, when strength, when wisdom, when knowledge, and when understanding are being added to us, can we see that the glory of God is being added to our lives? When His glory will be revealed, then we can be glad with exceeding joy. Lord, what have You brought me through? If I can just look back on it, if I can look over the past and see how the white arms of mercy just overshadowed, how that God has just brought me through. Through the trials, 1 Peter 1 and 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. It's necessary that we sometimes be in heaviness because of things maybe that are coming upon us in our life. You know, sometimes we're not just all jumping up and down and praising God and, outwardly saying hallelujah and praise God and thank the Lord. It isn't all like that. There are some times when you're in heaviness.
Yes.
There are some times when in the midst of affliction and hardship and temptation, when you're in a state where you're just needing God to help you out and lift you up.
Yes.
Sometimes we're in heaviness. It need be, and it's necessary. It's necessary that it's not all up there on that mountaintop experience. That's to me a sign of youth. You know, sometimes people, they'll get saved and they can testify so high and make you feel like you're not even saved.
Yes.
The Lord has had them up on that mountaintop and He's been talking to them and they're, so high. And you begin to question your experience altogether. Lord, I must have missed it. That's to you. But you let it keep right on coming. You let the years roll on. And that will be tempered.
Yes.
As time goes on. Not to say the testimony is taken away. No, it won't be taken away. Because those victories are staying with you.
Yes.
They'll stay with you to the end of your days. That high mountaintop experience. But it will be tempered by heaviness, by difficulty, by distresses. It will be tempered. Says that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth. You know, the trial of your faith is more important than the trial of the gold. It's wonderful to have 24 karat gold. You know, it'd be nice if each one of us have some. And we could just pass it out. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? But the trial of your faith is more precious than that. It's a greater thing. It has greater rewards, more eternal rewards and benefits. Though it be tried with fire, it might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You know, Abraham was tried. His faith was tried with Isaac there in Genesis 22nd chapter. Paul was tried. Let's read that here for a quick. 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and we'll read 23rd verse, reading on down. This is the Apostle Paul. Says, are they ministers of Christ? There were some that were, you might say, riding over his head and affecting his congregation here. Says, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, and labor is more abundant and stripes above measure. Think of this trial. Think of these trials that he was encountering. In stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deeps. In journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. In weariness and faithfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, he considered these things without. Can you imagine that? He considered all these hard, difficult trials as something that was coming up on him from without. In other words, not letting it get to him. And all the time he's enduring these different kinds of things coming his way, as God would allow them to come, one at a time or two at a time, or what, you know, the Lord doesn't let everything fall in on you at once. He doesn't let your life seem to just crumble all about you at once. He lets one thing come, and sometimes two, but very seldom more than that. So he allows things to come, and he says, in the midst of all that, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Well, maybe you're not caring for all the churches. Maybe you're not in that place of the Apostle Paul. But God has a place for you to work.
Yes. Yes.
And while you're having these difficulties in your life, God is expecting you to carry on your responsibilities faithfully. Keep right on carrying on. Father, be responsible to carry your load, to carry your burden in the midst of all that's not going right in your life. Or not going the way you would like for it to go, maybe. Mothers, go right on ahead and be responsible to do what God would have you to do right in the midst of all the trials and reverses and difficulties and sickness and tiredness and whatever's coming your way. Go right ahead and be faithful at it.
Amen.
If the Apostle Paul was doing that, you know, we ought to strive to do the same thing. God has a place for us. Let's stay in our place in the midst of all the trouble. If I must needs glory, I will glory in the things which concern mine infirmities. That's a place to be.
Yes.
The things that have brought you into the place of growth, maybe we can say. Can we see it as a place of growth? I want to read this a little bit over here. Let's stop here. Job, the second chapter. Job was tried.
Yes.
Second chapter of Job. Paul was tried in his commitment, his dedication to the cause of God. He was tried. He knew what it was like to be in a place where men opposed him in the work of the Lord. And he was faithful in that. Job, he was tried, seemed like, in his faith and in his integrity with God. Job 2nd chapter and the 7th verse. And he took him a potsherd to straighten himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. This was a manner in which people back in that time customarily would manifest their grief. He was afflicted with boils all over his body, and he took himself a broken piece of pottery, a potsherd, I think that's what that is, and that he used to scratch himself. You can imagine itching so bad, just something to scratch and scratch and scratch. I don't know, that was a terrible situation. There are times maybe in our lives that we may encounter afflictions like that. Some of us have weakness on our bodies maybe where our skin, something can happen and we just be in a place where we're just itching and scratching and itching, just itch. He was afflicted, wasn't he? Then said his wife unto him, dost thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. Now that's an idea. You know, the enemy comes to us with ideas too. In the midst, many times, of our afflictions. But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What, shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. He held his integrity with God in the midst of his affliction. And it was a grievous affliction also. It was not just a lightweight affliction. May the Lord bless us and encourage our hearts.
Yes.
God is going to have a tried people.
Yes.
If we're going to make it to heaven, we're going to be tried. And the only way I can think of avoiding that is to die right away as soon as you get saved. There might be some people that might be the way the course of their saved life runs. But by and large, most of us are going to be tried. We are going to encounter some things that will try us and see if we are faithful.
Yes.
And I believe God wants to do that. That's His business. And how does He do it? He does it many different ways. Maybe for me it's one thing, for you another thing. Maybe something tailored especially for each and every one of us. If 50 people in this building, God has maybe 50 different ways. Little changes here and there to tailor circumstances for each one of us. Because He's wanting to get us into heaven. Maybe that's the big picture. But maybe He is wanting to get us to a place where we can do something special for Him. That we have to go through those things just to do that He would have us to do. So may the Lord encourage our hearts that we are going to encounter some things in life.
Yes.
And we are going to be a tried people.
Yes.
Amen.